This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're walking for warmth. The United Way of Anchorage is putting on their third annual Walk for Warmth this weekend. The event began as an effort to aid people with living costs during the winter and to prevent homelessness. Megan Clemens is the project manager for the walk.
Rent and utility assistance together are the single biggest unmet need that we see here in Anchorage.
It's clear that to Clemens, this is more than just a job. On top of managing the walk, she has personally raised more than $1,000. Her secret is not being shy about the facts.
I just try to get the word out about that need, let people know the impact that it can have in preventing family homelessness, and just shamelessly email my friends and family and repost on Facebook until they're just so sick of hearing about it that they go ahead and donate.
Donations to the Walk for Warmth are strictly for the Anchorage area, but the United Way has services to lend assistance to those in need anywhere in the state.
United Way has a service called Alaska 211. And so just like you can call 411 or 911, you can dial 211 anywhere in the state of Alaska and be connected to a resource referral specialist. Let them know what your problem is, and they can direct you to any agency in the state that might be able to help you out.
One of those agencies is the Lutheran Social Services of Alaska. They're the ones who receive all of the funds raised from the Walk for Warmth. Alan Budal is the executive director of the group, and right now he's showing me around their food storage.
This is our food pantry. As I said, it's open 4 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 7. And
then Budal is thrilled that his group is the sole recipient of the Walk for Warmth funds. He says the need for rental and utility assistance in the winter is high, and with Anchorage's rising homeless rates, people are running out of places to go.
One of the things that we're trying to do is prevent homelessness, and because our shelters they're such a long waiting list, and they're full to capacity.
Budal has seen a lot of people benefit from the walk funds. Last year, they were able to prevent more than 60 families from becoming homeless. He says the people asking for help come from all kinds of backgrounds.
Single parents who are struggling with children, those who are trying to care for ill parents. We've had cases of students that are struggling to work part-time, go full-time to college, and still stay ahead.
In addition to distributing funds, the Lutheran Social Services of Alaska offer counseling to help families further down the road.
We try to help people, get caught up, but at the same time, try to look at, okay, what's going to happen next month? How are you going to pay next month? Just to make sure that we're just not buying 30 more days. And how can we help you get out of the situation that you're in?
Although the walk has raised more money in each of its years, it's still not enough to keep up with demand.
I wish it's something that we could do daily and help people in every call that comes in. Unfortunately, the funds just don't last that long.
While the challenges are tough and the issues serious, Megan Clemens encourages participants of the Walk for Warmth to have fun and to be creative as possible.
Think of what you can bring to also make the event fun. You know, last year we had a couple groups that came out in costumes. Some people had participated before, seen the signs, and clearly put a little thought into what sort of extra flair they wanted to have on their signage. You know, just however you want to come out and keep the energy up.
The third annual Walk for Warmth is this Saturday at Anchorage's Delaney Park Strip.
It's free. There's no registration fee or anything. Anyone is welcome to come out and join in on February 9th, joining in the walk, showing your support out there.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.